Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Revel.
Thanks very much. Decorating is a humiliating experience, isn't it? You know? I mean, getting the paint on the walls is bad enough, but just calculating how much you need, it's even worse. Because at primary school, I was quite good at mental arithmetic, so all the time I'm trying to work out the surface area of my walls, I just kept realizing I could have done it all much quicker when I was 7. It's a depressing thought, discovering you peaked mentally before you were out of short trousers. Like a Chelsea supporter. I couldn't even use a calculator, you know. I've ended up with the technical competence of a home office forensic scientist. So anyway, there I was, happily inducing a chronic back condition while simultaneously dripping non-drip paint into my eyes and reducing the resale value of the flat when the phone goes. Hello?
You took your time answering.
Cressida, I was up a ladder, balancing on my back about 3 feet from the ceiling.
So Caroline's back from the States, then?
No, I'm decorating.
Well, why didn't you leave the machine on?
It's broken.
Oh, what happened?
My mother left a message and it packed up from exhaustion.
So, how's the script coming along?
Well, it'd be coming along quicker if my agent didn't keep phoning me up and interrupting.
Okay, then. Bye.
Well, is that it?
Yes.
Well, I thought you might have some good news.
Well, I got you away from the decorating, didn't I? Bye.
Thank you.
So it's love with Caroline, then?
What do you know?
You're decorating. Plus you wash now. Every day, whether she's here or not.
Yeah, and once you even carried on talking to her on the phone after the big match had started.
That's not love, Alvin. It was because the big match was Arsenal versus Wimbledon.
Oh, anyway, if you don't mind me saying so, it's a bad choice of colour.
Since when have you been an interior designer, Vince?
I'm a geranium.
Well, exactly.
Being a flower, I know a bit about using colour as a means of sexual attraction. Last summer, I was swarming with bees.
Yeah, well, without wanting to sound too arrogant, Vince, women have slightly more sophisticated taste than bees.
You did.
What?
You did want to sound arrogant. Anyway, I bet she'll hate it. Why don't you get a professional in?
Because if I paid someone to do it, it'd cost me at least 200 quid, right? So by doing it myself, I'm giving myself 200 quid to do absolutely what I want with. Could buy some new records, get drunk for days. Well, a couple of days. Have a party. No, I'd have to redecorate again immediately. Take a holiday. I could even give it all to charity.
You do realise that charity is just a cosmetic palliative.
Vince, you have an extraordinary vocabulary for a geranium.
Thank you. But please, don't deflect me from the point I want to make here. Charity is just a bourgeois indulgence designed for the benefit of the donor rather than the well-being of the recipient. I mean, those letters you do for Amnesty International. What do you call them?
Prisoners of conscience.
Yeah, exactly. You're a prisoner of conscience. A prisoner to salving your own conscience.
Vince, before we go any further, after I fell asleep in front of the TV last night...
Yeah?
Was there by any chance an Open University program?
How did you know that?
You're talking like a first-year sociology student.
Well, as a geranium, I take that as a compliment.
Believe me, as a geranium, you shouldn't.
Look, I just wouldn't want you spending £200 for the wrong reasons, especially when, well, you know, charity begins at home.
Oh, I get it. I see where this is leading. Look, Vince, you get Plantmaster every month. It's the best fertilizer on the market, so stop complaining. Once again, I am not buying a CD player.
Oh. We're the only geraniums in the street who still have to put up with vinyl.
Yeah. How do you know? Been round checking, have you?
No, actually. A bee told me. He does all... He does all the geraniums in this street. And he told me. I haven't seen that bee for a while. I hope he hasn't got trapped behind a Venetian blind.
It's winter, Vince. There's 3 inches of snow on the ground. That bee is dead.
Oh.
Anyway, forget CDs, okay? That record deck is perfectly good enough.
Oh, it's rubbish.
Just needs a new needle, that's all.
Oh, I see. It's okay for you to improve your environment in search of inner peace by decorating, but we have to live right down at the bottom of the evolutionary ladder.
Of course you do. You're a plant. A plant who talks like a sociology student. You can't get any lower.
You're laughing stock of the street, you realise.
Since when have plants been so status conscious?
That's consumer capitalism for you, man. None of us are immune from the hidden persuaders.
Yeah.
Well, I'll think about it, but right now I have to go and post these letters.
Leave the window open. That paint stinks.
Yeah, and it's a rotten colour. Pale grey. So 80s.
30 people at the bus stop, 6 inches of snow, not a chance of a bus making it through today, and they're all having a whale of a time. They just love a crisis in this country, don't they? It's the only time people talk to each other. And if it's a crisis involving weather, bingo!
Oh no! Here's a bus!
Morning, Shona. Can I have a cup of tea and a bacon sandwich, please?
Sure.
Tell you what, I've just been down the hi-fi shop. It's completely thrown me. They had what I wanted in stock.
Wow! I didn't think that was legal in Britain.
What have you been buying?
Oh, just a needle for the stereo.
Do you want me to fit it?
I think I can cope with that, Craig.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You're not very lucky with technology, are you?
I can cope.
Do you remember that day you helped out in here?
Yeah, well, that was different. All I have to do is change the needle.
All you had to do in here was change the till roll. We had to call the fire brigade.
In fact, there were fire engines down your street last night.
That was just bad luck.
What happened?
I had the central heating on.
You had to call the fire brigade because you had your central heating on.
Yeah, well, you see, with it being cold, I'd invited Mr. Wilcox round for a cup of tea.
What, the old guy who lives upstairs?
I thought you didn't like him.
Well, I don't.
I'm not surprised. That was a dirty trick he played on you that time.
What was that?
Now, you remember. Nick's party 2 years ago, just because Mr. Wilcox wasn't invited, he called the Iranian embassy and told them he thought Salman Rushdie was living in Nick's flat.
Well, you got to rise above that kind of thing, haven't you? I mean, you know, old people need keeping an eye on in the winter, don't they?
I think that's very generous of you.
Well, thanks. And also, I'd run out of cigarettes, and he smokes Camels as well. I thought I might punch one off.
So, anyway, where does the central heating come into all this?
Well, for some reason, when the central heating comes on in my flat, so does the microwave, yeah? And the microwave short-circuits Mr. Wilcox's pacemaker. So he spark out on the floor. So I call an ambulance and they call the fire brigade.
Why?
Well, because Mr. Wilcox's head is wedged underneath the sink.
Under the sink?
Yeah, well, the door fell off the cupboard when I dropped the ladder on it.
Eh?
I dropped the ladder on it. I really burnt my hand as well.
How come?
Well, when I drop the ladder, it's an aluminium ladder, right? And I'm moving the ladder when the doorbell goes, so I put it down on the cooker. And I had the gas on, obviously, all 4 rings, yeah?
Why?
Well, for heat.
I thought you said you can work the central heating now.
Yeah, but I turned off the central heating so as not to give Mr. Wilcox a heart attack. So when he came in, I take the ladder off the cooker, it's heated up, I drop it. One end goes through the cupboard, the other flicks on the central heating.
You're wasted as a writer, Nick. You should be a safety officer at Sellafield.
Yeah, well, you know what really got me? When they brought Mr. Wilcox round, he wouldn't even give me a fag.
Ah.
So anyway, Craig, how come you're not working today?
Nick, what do I do for a living?
You're a landscape gardener.
Right. And have you seen the weather?
Snow. Frost. You can't work.
Brilliant, Nick. Brilliant.
Oh, he's just sore because yesterday he got caught in a blizzard and some kids put a scarf around his neck and stuck a carrot in the middle of his face. I'm walking in the...
Shut up. I could have done you decorating. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I can't afford it. Well, besides, it makes a nice change from writing, or rather, makes a nice change from all the usual excuses I make for not writing.
What is it you're not writing at the moment?
Oh, another film script.
Yeah, what about?
Oh, it's a sort of a cops and robbers thing, you know. Anyway, listen, I've got to go. I've got to get these in the post. I'll see you later.
Hey, these aren't Amnesty International letters, are they?
Yeah.
But you've put your home address on the back of the envelope.
Oh, so?
Those letters get sent to the most oppressive, ruthless regimes in the world. They spend all their money on hit squads and secret police, and you're giving them your address.
It's only a letter. Thousands of people write letters like these. Craig does.
Aye, but I don't give them my address. I put false ones. People I don't like.
Mostly.
Anyway, Nick, if you change your mind about the decorating, I can do it for 150 quid plus the paint.
I can't afford it, Craig.
I'll change your needle for a fiver.
I'll be fine. See you later.
See ya. That's odd. Him not telling us about what he's writing. Normally you kind of get a word in edgeways.
Maybe it's too embarrassingly tacky to mention.
It's never stopped him before.
Funny. The man outside my flat with a bunch of flowers. No one ever sends me flowers. I'm not a girl. What's he mean? Oh, my God. Shona was right about leaving my addresses on the envelopes. Don't be stupid. Nobody would try and threaten Amnesty International by sending an assassin thousands of miles just to execute a letter writer. Come on, Nick. Paranoia or what? Who have I ever upset so much they'd like to kill me? I mean, I've been obnoxiously drunk at parties from time to time, but that's not a capital offence. The guy's carrying a bunch of flowers. It's perfectly obvious. He's a mafia hitman. He's got me mixed up with someone else. Mistaken identity. It could happen. It does happen. Nah, couldn't happen to me. No one who it happened to thought it was going to happen to them. I mean, look at Aeschylus. He'd been warned in a prophecy that he was going to die on a particular day by a blow on the head. So he spent the whole day in a wide open meadow. Got killed by a tortoise falling on his head from a passing eagle. I wonder how he felt. I mean, did he feel relieved at the knowledge that at least the soothsayer was right and died happy that the world conformed to some kind of order and plan? Or did he just feel stupid and not a little indignant that the plan should include him being killed by a falling tortoise? Bet either way his mates were killing themselves laughing. The priest couldn't keep a straight face at the funeral. But the point is, he didn't expect it. I mean, people are getting sucked out of airliners and bumped off in all kinds of cruel and ludicrous ways every day. There was that woman in Japan. Had a pet pig for 11 years. One day she went in to feed it and it bit her legs off. Porky-san, I thought I knew you. It's not fair. Who have they mistaken me for?
What's that? Mr. Revel?
Yes?
Why did I kill him? Just meekly accepting my fate. It's Kafka's trial all over again. I mean, if my end's going to be Kafka-esque, surely I could have been turned into a cockroach and had some excitement.
Look, before you do this, please, just tell me one thing. Who sent you? It's not much to ask, is it?
No.
Well?
What?
Who sent you?
Interflora.
Interflora?
Yeah. Terrible job for someone with chronic hay fever and all, delivering flowers. Side here, would you?
You're really from Interflora?
Yeah, side here, will you?
Sure. Have you got a pen?
No.
There's one in the flat.
Coulson. Who's that? I caught my hay fever when I was in the army, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Uh-huh. This is where I sign, yeah?
Yeah. Sworn to secrecy. S-A-S.
Oh, right. Well, I can imagine. Yeah.
I was undercover in the Falklands, spent 8 weeks living in a rose bush. Yeah. That's where I caught the hay fever. The Argus caught me when I ran out of antihistamines.
Huh?
Yeah, couldn't stop sneezing, you see.
Right, yeah, well, if you don't mind me saying...
Yeah, I look too old to have been in the Falklands.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone says that, see. Yeah. I was caught by the Argus and they ejected me with this special drug that makes you older.
Right, well, thanks.
Not a very solid front door, is it?
Eh?
Your front door is not very solid. Burglar could break that down with a strong sneeze. Listen!
Careful!
Still, you've got nothing worth nicking, really, have you?
Excuse me, but you see, that is a full box set of all the Peter Greenaway films on video, signed by the director.
Yeah, like I say, nothing worth nicking. Haven't even got a CD.
I know! I'll have you know that video is one of the most expensive makes on the market.
Really? Oh. Well, Governor, I'll be off.
Hey, hang on just a minute. Do you know who these flowers are from?
There should be a note.
No.
Oh, I must have dropped it then. Say that. Maybe you'll never know. Ta-da!
Thank you.
Don't provoke me, mate. I was in the SAS.
Yeah, okay. He nicked my biro.
Murderer. Cut flowers. What a nice present. Is this the same man who was single-handedly going to solve poverty in the third world? Torturing tulips? Talk about double standards.
What can I do, Vince? They were a gift.
That's consumer capitalism for you, man.
I wonder who they're from. Hello?
Hello?
Caroline?
Well?
Well, what?
Did you get the flowers?
Oh, you sent them. Yeah, I'm just putting them in the kettle this instant. They're lovely. Thanks very much.
Murderer!
When you unwrap them, I want you to think of me.
Right.
You know what the big ones are?
Orchids.
Fleshy, succulent orchids.
Dying, tortured orchids.
Do they remind you of anything?
Yeah.
Have you got someone there?
No, of course there's no one here.
You sound embarrassed.
Of course I'm not embarrassed.
Don't mind me, Nick. I'm not listening. I'm trying to contact Amnesty International by telepathy. The orchid section.
You're embarrassed because I've sent you flowers.
Not at all.
Yes, you are. You're embarrassed by a little role reversal.
Oh, no, there's someone at the door. I'll have to go. Caroline, really miss you. Look forward to seeing you Friday. Must run.
You're sweating.
No, I'm not.
You're embarrassed. Just because Caroline was coming on strong.
Shut up.
Mind you, I'd feel embarrassed if a murderer was in lust with me.
Quiet.
What are you doing?
Changing the needle on the stereo.
Would you mind putting me in the other room first?
Why?
Well, you're not exactly good with technology, are you? Remember that time with the toaster?
Hey, anyone can burn toast.
You smashed a hole in the ceiling.
It's just a freak energy surge on the spring.
Right, now, there we go.
This'll sound as good as any CD. Vince, are you laughing at me?
Me? Of course not. I'm not laughing. I'm a vegetable. How can I be laughing? Oi, oi, what are you doing? Put me down.
I'm putting you on the window ledge.
It's snowing, Nick. Nick, it's freezing out here. Nick, oh, somebody call Amnesty. Nick, I'm scared of heights. Please, Nick.
Okay, okay, you can come in now.
Oh, I was out there for 2 hours.
Vince.
I could have died.
Vince, we now have a CD.
Oh, brilliant. Put something on.
Well, I couldn't afford any discs yet. Also, I think it'd be safer for Craig to install it. I'll see him over the weekend. Hi, Caroline. You have a good time?
But I missed you.
Yeah, I miss you too. You always have to say that, don't you? Here, let me take the trolley.
I've chosen this place specially.
Uh-huh.
They do the best oysters in London here.
All right.
You know what oysters do.
Live in sewage and give you food poisoning.
They're an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, right. Just the thought of all the crap they filter is really getting me going.
Evening, Miss Grady. Nice to see you again. Your usual?
Yes, please, Louis.
So, 2 dozen native oysters for the gentleman, and what are you having?
The same, please.
Oh, special night, huh?
Yes. Nick, what's the matter?
Nothing. Cheers.
Cheers. So, what are you working on at the moment?
Oh, just another film script, you know.
Great. What's it about?
Oh, just a sort of cops and robbers thing. I don't want to talk about it. It'll only get boring. So, tell me about the shoot.
Well, a lot of hard work, a lot of fun.
But did you really have to go to Arizona?
No. But if you could be in a studio in Acton or in the Painted Desert and write them both off to tax, what would you do? Besides, the light is just so perfect for...
filming chunks of cat food?
Oh, shut up. It's paying for your oysters.
But cat food, I mean, you know, who needs another cat food? All you do is sell people things they don't need.
It's a living.
It's a living.
Hey, what's wrong with people buying stuff they don't need? Seems like a pretty good way to live, if you ask me.
That's outrageous. There's 2/3 of the world's population struggling just to stay alive, and you're flying halfway around the world to sell whale meat to pet owners.
Oh, shut up. You sound like a first-year sociology student. Are you okay? You've gone white.
I'm okay.
You didn't do sociology, did you?
No. Medieval French and German.
Oh, right. Everyone needs that.
Yeah, okay, but, you know, cat food.
People love their cats. Pets are important to them. Make their life enjoyable. The whole progress of the human race depends on getting things that aren't important. I bet cavemen had arguments like this. You don't need that fire. You can eat meat raw. The whole point is to find ways of spending less time on the essential things so that we can spend more time on the fun things. Talking of which, let's get these oysters down us and go back to your place.
Just realised.
What?
I'm out of condoms.
That's okay. Oh, damn, so am I.
Well, never mind. What did you say?
I'm out of condoms too. Well, don't give me that jealous look. I haven't seen you for a month. And what were your last words to me the day before I left?
I can't remember.
I said, I'll see you when I get back.
Yeah?
And you said, maybe. Let's not make any commitments.
Yeah, well, then I phoned you about 10 days later to tell you how much I missed you.
Exactly. Nick, I can't conduct my life on the basis of how I think you might change your mind.
You've been seeing someone else.
You said, look, let's just see how it goes and not consider ourselves tied down.
Yeah, but that was...
The man talking? Anyway, how come you're out of condoms?
Well...
Right, so shut up then. Get in that pub.
Well, I don't want another drink.
They'll have a machine, stupid. Yes, sir. Two whiskies, please, and some change for the condom machine. Evening.
Mommy, okay, so I bought a new CD player. Okay, it's a luxury, but that's not contradicting what I said about consumerism.
It's a luxury.
It's nice, but it's not the be-all and end-all. What's up with this key? The point is, I'm not totally enslaved by the consumerist ideology. Don't define myself by my possessions. They're not really mine, if you know what I mean.
No.
You know, they're not important to me. Oh, God, I've been burgled! My CD! They've taken my new CD! And my video!
Oh, right, I see what you mean.
They've even taken my paint! The CD and the video!
They left your piece of Greenaway tapes!
God!
Shut up, Nick. Please, please. Yes, I'd like to report a burglary, please.
I did my best to stop them, Nick, but there's not much a geranium can do against 2 huge crowbars.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I think I gave them hay fever. One of them kept sneezing. No. The inside of his balaclava must have been disgusting.
Yeah, and the other one kept saying, make sure the microwave's off.
Yes, and it's number 32, ground floor flat. Okay, thanks. Right. They said they won't be round here for about 3/4 of an hour.
Footprints!
What?
We can follow their footprints in the snow. See where they went. Come on, come on, come on!
Oh, Nick.
See? By the window here. And moving along the path here. Oh, no. Trust the council.
What?
Well, they've only swept the pavements. Who needs the pavements clear? They should have snow on the pavements 365 days a year. Ship it in to prevent crime.
Nick...
What?
I think you're overreacting.
Of course I'm overreacting! I've been burgled! Why'd they clear the pavements? Last year when it snowed, all the gritting crews took a day off in lieu because they said it was too cold to work. It's only pensioners who fall and hurt themselves anyway. They're just a burden on the state. Ah!
Are you okay?
I slipped. I fell over.
Here, let me help you up. So, did you disturb them, sir?
No, we just got back and, you know, found the place done over.
Oh. Well, how come the broken nose, then?
Well, I slipped on a patch of black ice. I was trying to follow their footprints.
But the council have cleared the pavements. Yes, apart from the odd patch of black ice. Shame the burglars didn't step on it, eh, Nick? Then you might have fallen on top of them and caught them red-handed. Well, it seems to me they got in through this window here. Not a good idea to leave that window unlocked, sir. It opens onto a very secluded area.
Yeah.
He left it open when he took his geranium out of the snow.
Well, he was howling the wind, that is, was howling. It's too cold, you know, for the plant to be out.
I see. And what appears to have been stolen?
Video, TV, CD player.
Well, at least they didn't make any mess. Mind you, with the state of this paint on the walls, they probably felt crapping on the carpet would have jazzed the place up a bit. Anything else missing?
Some paint.
Oh, decorating, were you?
Yeah.
Needed it. This colour scheme's awful. I know. Pale grey, so 80s, isn't it? Yeah. I'm a big fan of doofy blue myself.
Eh?
Doofy, the painter, used a very particular shade of blue.
Very restful.
Exactly. And whoever did this, well, my dog could have done a better job.
They must have been on drugs or something.
Look, I don't mean to be rude here, but can
yes,
we, you know...
Yes, of course, sir, I'm sorry. Oh, how ironic.
What?
These brochures. You were thinking of having a burglar alarm fitted, were you, sir?
No, that was work. I'm a writer. I was doing the script for this trade video, this, you know, particular home security system.
Oh, cops and robbers, eh?
Nothing. Right, and the video and the TV were on this trolley stand, presumably?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
Pardon?
Well, you won't be needing it now, will you, sir? So, can I have it?
Yeah, you might as well take these tapes as well.
Oh, thanks very much. Oh, Peter Greenaway. No, thanks.
So, did they take much?
Just the obvious, you know.
You okay?
Yeah, spent the whole day today just clearing it all up.
Yeah.
He took it very well. Luckily, though, they didn't take any of his scripts, did they, Nick?
No.
Oh, the cops and robbers thing.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh, that's lucky.
Yeah.
Actually, I've got a copy here. It's very good. Would you like to see it?
Hi.
No. Cerberus security systems are the finest in their field. Or house. Or wherever you put them. Whatever they need to protect. Years of trouble-free application by the South African police force.
Hey, I needed the money, okay? They were going to pay me $2,000 for that crap. Plus...
Plus?
Nothing.
Plus...
A free burglar alarm.
Come on, let's go home.
No point locking the door, really.
Here, Nick.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilcox. Sorry about the other night, by the way. You okay?
Yes, okay.
This is Caroline, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello. Right.
Hello. Nick, have you got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I'll see you inside.
Yeah, okay.
What a piece of luck I had yesterday.
What's that, then?
Well, just before you come in last night, this car screeches off, and I thought I heard something. So I looks out and stone me if a compact disc player hasn't fallen off the roof rack. Look, they're still in the box and everything. What a piece of luck, eh?
Yeah, what a bit of luck. Well, good night, Mr. Wilcox.
You can have it if you like.
No, you found it. It's yours, you know.
No, really, I want you to have it. You've got more use for it than I have.
No, really.
Go on, take it.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah, here, take it.
What? Don't know what to say.
100 quid.
What?
Let's say 100 quid. Come on, don't look at me like that. I'm offering you a CD player for 100 quid. You had one, Nick, yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, then.
Good night.
Ungrateful git.
Damn it. First thing tomorrow morning, I'm buying an extension lead.
Why?
I want to leave this microwave outside Mr. Wilcox's door.
Come to bed.
Tell you what, I think those oysters are finally starting to work.
Oh, not now, Nick. Oh,
come on.
Get off.
What a big change.
It's the colour of those walls. It really turns me off.
Told you so.
That was The Nick Revel Show, written by and starring Nick Revel, with Alistair McGowan, Caroline Gruber, Brian Bowles, Dune McEachlin, and Alison Sterling. The producer is Joan Magnusson.